Okay, the meeting of the Budget and Admin Committee for Tuesday, March 5th is called to order at 6:47 p.m. Could you call the roll, please?
Director Wolfson?
Present.
And Director Scobie here by appropriate posted remote.
Present.
Okay.
Online.
All right.
And the general manager's here, and Christina Greek, our financial officer, HR officer, is here.
Okay. I will abbreviate the public testimony paragraph if nobody objects, but we will receive it on each agenda item as we have done in the past. Okay. So, adoption of the agenda. Director Scobie, do you have any changes to the agenda or questions?
No, I move to approve the agenda.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Same question for the conformed agenda. Any questions or changes or?
No, looks fine. So moved.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Open forum. Members of the public may speak on any item not on the agenda that falls within the responsibilities of the committee. So do we have anybody who wishes to address the committee at this time? Okay. Seeing
and
none.
And Don,
yes.
There's nobody here at my location.
Okay. Got it.
Besides myself.
All right. So seeing none, we will move forward to department matters, item 2, which is discussion on budget restructuring for 2024-2025.
Yes, I'll start and then Christina will take over. Part of what the policy of this district states is that we are to try and capture our direct and indirect costs of providing services, and we're to be compensated for that, plus an increment of cost that goes toward taking care of the whole. As a public district, we don't make a profit in any traditional sense, but we're allowed to cover our costs. So in reviewing the prior budgets, we don't think that it has adequately demonstrated to the public all of the costs associated with each of the silos, which is fire, parks, center and recreation, and LLADs as well, which do take some costs. So in the new budget format, you will see fire in one section, you will see parks in one section, and you will see the center and recreation in the third section. It is a legal third silo that was not given any money in the original bond. So this year, in terms of revenue, we are going to have a partial shortfall in parks and rec because the gate has not been up for over a year now, and we have lost that revenue, and we have lost the revenue from the activity cards because people have not purchased the activity cards because they're getting it for free. So one of our first priorities is to replace the gate. I will have the drawings that go to permit this week. We've already bid last year, we bid an RFQ on the equipment, so the equipment is selected. And to my two directors, we have a 30-year electrical engineer that has done work for the district who participated in the development of this project without any cost to us. on the, just did it on the cuff. And so one of the things we're going to be suggesting is that since he has been our district electrician for so long, and that he should do this.
Slight correction, though. We're not replacing the gate. We're replacing the kiosk with the gate, correct?
Yeah. Yes, thank you. And so when we come up, and we, this will be on for the regular meeting, we want approval for that. And I have not used the architect that was originally planned for two basic reasons. Number one, he wanted things that, in my judgment, Mike's judgment, and our foreman's judgment, were unnecessary, like a formal survey that costs $3,000 to $5,000, a lot of extra regulation and steps that are simply not necessary for something like this. And so, instead of paying a fair part of $25,000 to get the gate to permit, I anticipate spending roughly $850. That's a pretty good savings. And similarly, we're getting the equipment essentially honored on the original, and we're getting the formal bid from the electrician to go. But I expect that this will be a very efficient way to do it. I will be requesting that we use Quimby fees for this, which under the statute is allowed. And if this goes forward, I expect that we'll have the gate up and working another couple of months. If we use the architect, it would have been June at best. And so we will be recapturing revenue that's currently being lost. That's for that one. On others, we have done a very detailed, not we, the finance officer to my left has done a very detailed review of our revenues, our agreements with folks, what we have and have not collected. And we had found an area that was deficient in collections. And in the course of 2 weeks, she recovered two-thirds of a revenue stream that was owed to us for some time. And she is collecting the others. We are redoing completely how we do contracting, memorandums of agreement with every single one of our contractors, because they don't protect us, and they don't have things built in that allow us to take positive action. And for the most part, they did not comply with the policy to recover our direct and indirect cost. And it is part of my policy from the first day that we will know what they are to the extent that's possible, because not everything is. And we will do our best to recover them on activities where we're allowed to. There are certain things that we do as a public service, like the voting, like Meals on Wheels, and that sort of thing. We don't charge for it. We're not supposed to, and we don't. We're happy to do it. But on things that go into the budget and on revenues that we're supposed to have, this is all going to be cleaned up. And Christina is leading that, and I'm supporting every way I can. And we're carrying this down through both the park section and the recreation section, all the way through it. What we have with fire, we have with fire. You know, fire, we simply review and do our own audit and stuff. But that contract is what it is. So what you'll see are three lines. There will not be an administration section. It will be distributed to the other areas based on how much we each serve in those areas. So, for example, on the LLADs, I spend time on that. I spend 1% to 2% of my time, and that should be allocated to those. Christina and the billing people spend more time, and that should be allocated to those. And, you know, most of them are underwater already. But you're entitled to know, the board is entitled to know, exactly where all of this stuff is to the best that we can compute it. Because you can't fix something if you don't know what it is. And I don't know that we'll ever be able to get the LLADs solvent because they have to vote on it. And we can't turn them off. But at least everybody will know what's happening and where it is. Second, the one thing I would say is that because of the revenue loss, just hopefully with the best efforts from our fire friends, they will come in under budget as they have tended to do for a long time. And the deficit that would have been from that contract will be reduced. But with the lost revenue we had from the lack of gate and activity cards, it'll increase. I have never in my life in a government agency proposed a deficit budget. But I think for the next year, we will have to probably do that. And we have the general funds to do that for a year, maybe two, because it's not possible to get all of the programs that are going to generate revenue in place and working in time for July 1st. We are going to be expanding, for example, the recreation programs on a cost-covered basis. We are going to be bringing back disc golf with tournaments. And with the gate in place, we will be collecting money from all of the parking. We will be getting a share of that revenue stream. We will be building pickleball courts, but it will take probably 9 months. Could take a year. But once they're up, we will be on a tournament circuit for those things. I'm going to try and get us in once a month. And they will be a significant revenue producer for us. We're looking at adding car shows. I have already two that are in. We have one right now from the Chamber of Commerce. But they're interested in doing a second one. And I have the Mustang Club. I don't know how big the area is. But they're interested in doing one. But those each take about a year to set up. So as we put these things in process, as we have the gate, we do things at the lake to make it more attractive and to pull in people. There's a chance that with what we're doing with the Summer Spectacular, that that will be a substantial contributor. We're doing it differently. And we're getting aided by the union in advertising it in five counties. So we should sell out, which we never have. All of that will go to the bottom line. But what I'm anticipating is this revenue stream will build over a year so that in the 25-26 budget, we will have a good revenue stream that will keep parks and rec fully paid for. Fire will be whatever's going to happen with fire. I mean, I can't guess that. But I believe that parks and rec, if fire leaves, if it's annexed, and if we get any kind of a reasonable retention of property tax, which we're entitled to, we will be able to grow our way to health. And I've got a staff that's happy, that's aggressive, that's interested. And we're rebuilding relationships. We're rebuilding volunteers. We have, after you know, the no volunteer attitude, but we have almost 50 people already who are interested in volunteering for different things. And one of the churches that has come in and said, well, what can we do? We've had the Boy Scouts come in and rebuild, as you go look at the park, fence on the left, they came in and finished the rail fence. The foundation, which has not been friendly with us as a result of an employee, we had a very nice conversation. Our new rec coordinator went out. She came back with $3,000 for scholarships. So we're getting that kind of help, and I expect to. We do have a union MOU coming up. They know where we are, but I've already asked them only for a 2-year contract to see where we'd be in 2 years. Because what we can do then, which is going to be different. So with that, you know, better description than I have. Oh, so the projects that I want to have in place for summer include the robotic arm. I'm looking at 2 boat launches, and they'll be ADA compliant, that would allow use of non-motorized craft on the lake, no swimming. Let's see. Here they are.
The pool.
The
same structure.
I want to install a bubbler. We have, you may, if you attended these, you know that there was a bubbler talked about for over $60,000. Well, Mike and I have worked on it, and we've got a bubbler plan that's under $30,000. And the advantage of the bubbler will be that it will keep the lake cooler by 5 degrees and help retard algae growth. And when we have to put chemicals in the lake, the bubbler will diffuse the chemicals thoroughly throughout the lake and make them much more efficient. The ADA stuff, the boat launches. We're going to also look at shade structures around the pool and see if it's possible to have those in for summer. We're going out to 4 or 5 different companies that do this. This is not brain surgery to do this. We have the blueprints. We know where everything underground is around the pool. So we're not going to, if somebody messes up, if as long as it's on the blueprint, it should not be very difficult. We're looking for something simple, you know, poles and a shade thing. In this county, they have to take both the wind loading and the snow loading. I'm used to this because when I did solar, I did shade structures, and they had to stand up to 110, 120 mile an hour winds. We're not going to build quite that heavy, but we're going to try and have that up. We're also looking at adding a floating feature for children that can be pulled out and inflated when kids are in the pool and can be rolled up and retained. And it's safe and it's used, and we're going to look for a sponsor because one of the medical houses paid for the one up at El Dorado. So I hope that we will get that sponsored as well. The lagoon will be remade, but not in this budget year. That's one of the priority projects. We're looking at bocce ball, which is one of the products that has been around since the original master plan. And the question for that is where? We have a couple locations, but I've got to go talk to the residents and see if they've got a problem with it or not. I don't think they should, but I'm going to give them that courtesy. So those are things that are potential and will be tried to have in for this summer. Rec and are doing other revenue streams, and Christina's helping and fill you in a little bit on that.
So what I wanted to talk about with budget coming for the 24-25 is I think in the last probably 5 years, budget changed quite a bit, and you have a bunch of different departments. So you have fixed costs, you have admin, you have parks, rec, all of those different departments. And it's been really hard for me as a finance person to be able to give answers on, well, how much does it cost to run the pool? Because you have some costs here in recreation, some in community center, when in reality, it's all one unit. Recreation and community center go together. You can't have rec without the community center. There is very little that is done in the parks as far as recreation programming goes. So we're going to go back to combining recreation and community center. We're going to separate out all of the fixed costs. So, you know, like Alan was saying, it's not just LLADs and those three departments, it's also CCNRs. So CCNRs is now going to have a portion of our admin time, because I spend time if the CCNR department going over things. Our other finance office people do billing, payroll, all of those things. So we want to be actually capturing the time that we are in each department, because administration isn't just, we're not a department. The finance office is not a department. We work with all of the different departments. And so that's where we're going to be restructuring, you know, our insurance. Whatever insurance goes for each one of those entities, they need to be, as far as liability goes, our workers' comp is already divided out, but we're going to go back to all of those things that were once separated out, which was done with good intentions, to be able to kind of show things in a different light. But I think it's really important to show the whole cost of each bucket, because then it's also a little bit more simplified for the public. You know what the full true cost is for, you know, community center / recreation. Because I've been spending a large amount of my time in recreation. And my time doesn't go to them. It goes to administration. So I think it's really important to see just how much time everybody is spending in each place. It will also help us with, you know, the talks about fire, because nobody knows just how much time everybody spends in each place. I think it's kind of been, for a lack of better terms, it's just been a miscommunication, because everybody thinks, oh, well, this is, you know, you see 1,000, which is administration, you see 9,000, which is fixed costs, but you don't really see what's responsible for all of those things. So we just really, my goal is to be more transparent. I want to have, in the last year, I've put program codes in place so that now, you know, kids camp, we know all the costs and revenues for kids camps. All of our part-time staff, you know where they're at for what. Our aquatics, you know, programming, we have codes for those so that we can run reports for those. But when you're crossing them over departments, it's not as easy to kind of show everything together, and I want that to be streamlined for everyone. If it's hard for me to find something, it's going to be hard, you know, to kind of piece that puzzle together. So I know there's been a lot of change. I know that this is how it used to be, and I know things got broken out, and then we're changing it back, and so it could kind of be frustrating on why we keep changing things. But I feel, in all honesty, that this is the most transparent that we can be with the public on revenues and expenditures. So, and all of the things that Alan's talking about, this is how, I mean, yes, this is from a different topic, but this will be what you're seeing coming forward with budget. So, you know, you're going to be seeing, we have to have Quimby fees. broken out in a budget. So we have to identify what is going to make our community happy, but what is also some of the things that are going to bring us revenue in as well to help us with the budget. So that's kind of, we're working simultaneously trying to figure out what's going to make people happy, but also bring in some money with minimal operating costs, I think, is kind of what we're trying to do, is not affect our operating and use those other resources that we have. So
we also are getting, you know, the volunteers are with the different people now that this team is what I would call a happy team, going out and talking, being friendly, being transparent as we go back out into the community, is being very positively received. A couple of the groups that live in the district I've been talking to, and one of them is interested in maybe doing a new project at the lake. That would be quite beneficial, at no cost to us, of course. And but that's what happens when you change the approach, when you have the yes, we can, and we'll do our best to make that work, which is what we are. FYI, I will be hiring at least one new person for recreation to replace left. And I have a very simple standard other than competence. You will be a team player. You will be nice. You will treat people with courtesy. And if you don't, I don't want you. Very simple. Everybody's going to do good customer service and no backbiting. And that's the way I run stuff. And I think that people will respond to that. They respond to people that treat them well. Even if you have to deliver bad news, you